Fifth Perek of Kehilim, third Mishnah, Teres Kira Ta'ira. A Kira is this cooking device that had room for two pots, and it had some type of structure on top of it to preserve the choim, to preserve the heat. That is Ta'ira, because it's not considered part of the Kira itself. It's just an addition that this was temporarily put there. Tiras HaTano, a tanner had some type of wall around it, so sometimes they would put, it wasn't in the tanner itself, it was around the tanner. It was also had heat over there. They used to sometimes use that area for putting the bread when they took it out of the tanner. It's 4 tefachim tall, which is the size of the minimum size of a regular tanner. Then it's considered like part of the tanner, and if even if you suspend the 2 minutes, it will be matama, whatever's in that area. Chusim ikanav is less than tahira. If it was actually cemented, connected to the regular tanner, then even if it was connected in 3 different points, only in 3 points, not fully connected, that's good enough to be mekabel tumah. Beis hapach, beis hatavlin. On the side of this kira, which was like this the cooking area, they'd have another area which they stuck onto it, which they would put a little jar of oil into to warm it up, or a place where they would store the another one of these protrusions sticking out of the kira that they would keep the spices on for cooking. So those things should be kira. Tameim v'magavim tameim ba'av v'divrei Meir. Meir says that if you touch it, then it's tummy. But if you suspend something in a tumah in the avi of that area, it is not mekabel tumah, which is very big chiddush, because the maisa, that area is has a base kibbutz. We could put a little jar of oil and the spices in it. Yeah. So what it means is that we're talking about a case where you put the sherets in the avi of the tanner. Then we say it's matama the or this kira. It's matama the kira, but not matama these separate areas that stuck onto the outside. So when it says matama maga, it doesn't mean that if a sheret was in the ear space of this little pocket, that it won't become tama. That's considered a base kibul mitzad atzmai. But since it was a side thing and not part of the main kira, if you matama the kira through the avir of the kira, it won't be matama the second area. Rabbi Shmuel Mitaher. Rabbi Shmuel says that if even something touched the Kira, it won't be Matama this. It's considered a completely separate entity than the rest of the Kira.